So this weekend around YU, well, Buzz has to do with the Chag HaSmicha, the once every 4 years.
I would have saved YU a lot of money,
yeah,
but I didn't have the right guy to contact.
Okay.
And I didn't get the job. That's the Shabbos night job.
All right, I'll see you
later. Right,
Sunday's the Chag HaSmicha, so in connection with that, I thought I'd speak about the subject of Smicha and Hora in modern times. And it begins in Parsha Shmini, and our said, you look in the first source, Vayikra Perek Yud Pasuk Ches, Vayidaber Hashem al Aaron Lemor. Rare Pasuk, usually it's Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor. Here it's Vayidaber Hashem al Aaron Lemor. Some laws relating to Kohanim. Pasuk Tes, Yayin the Sheikha al Tesh al Tom Anecha Yitok Vavachem al Olam Oivel Samusu Hukas Olam Dor Seichem. You're not allowed to drink wine or any other intoxicating beverage. You and your sons and so on, you enter the Olam Oivel to serve, otherwise you'll be put to death. Then it says in Pasuk Yud, Lahavdil ben HaKodesh ben HaChol ben HaTome ben HaTor. Exactly how to understand that Pasuk. Likewise, when you separate or distinguish between Kodesh and Chol, between Tome and Tor, and Yud Aleph, Ulahoros es Bnei Yisrael, when you rule for Bnei Yisrael, es Kalachukim, regarding all the laws, es Kalachukim, Asher Diba Hashem Alayhem B'Yad Moshe. So apparently this is some Isser related to Kohanim. When they enter into the Mishkan or subsequently the Beis Hamikdash, they cannot be in an intoxicated state. They're not allowed to drunk any wine or any other intoxicating beverage.
What about when the
Mishkan
goes into the Mishkan also?
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I mean a regular Jew who just shows up. I think so, yeah. It may not be a Chiv Misa. It's a good question. I think also not. But what we're interested for tonight is in Pasuk Yud Aleph. It says, Ulahoros es Bnei Yisrael. So says the Gemara. But even if you're not a Levi and not a Kohen, Rashi explained in Perek Yud Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ulahoros lamad she'osur shikr b'hara. Somebody who is drunk, someone who's intoxicated, is not allowed to pasken. Hara means to render a halachic decision. From the word Torah, Moreh, same word, Hara, right? Yochel yechayv misa, but is there a chayv misa for that too? That not so. That we don't go so far. The chayv misa is only for the Kohen who goes into the Mishkan or Beis HaMikdash in an intoxicated state. The other derivations are not Kohanim b'avodosam b'misa, ve'ein chachomim b'horosam b'misa, says Rashi. Talmud Chacham, who renders halachic decisions, not right, but it's not a chiyuv misa. But anyway, you're not allowed to paskin when in a state of intoxication. This is based on a Gemara. The Gemara has in Krisus, in the third source, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Krisus Yud Gimel Beis, Ulahavdil ben HaKodesh v'Nachol, we'll look in Rashi in source 4, etc. He quotes all the psukim. All these psukim are together. So in other words, what Rashi is telling you is that the opening phrase, look back in source 1, in Pasuk Tes, Yayin v'sheikha al-teish, they're not allowed to drink any wine or become intoxicated with any other beverage. That goes on everything that's discussed in the next couple of psukim. Not just the idea of the Kohen entering into the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan, but all the things mentioned. So all the things. Right, so that's the point. So it's not just limited. That's what Rashi says. All these things you're not allowed to drink. And the Gemara goes on back in the third source. So, Lahavdil ben HaKadosh ben HaChol, what does that mean? Elu Domin ve'erchen charamim ve'hekdeshos. Right, that refers to a person, you know, sometimes you donate something to Hekdesh, you have to be poda the item. You redeem the item. So you have to assess its value. That's erchen and so on. So a person who makes a decision about what the value is, something can't be intoxicated. I'm not going to get it right. Right? Rashi explains, Adam v'erach v'ekdeshos, shasurim shtu yayim l'shum. L'shum means to assess the value. The Lebalim, for the Balim of Dosu, they want to redeem their donation. The Dilma l'shayim l'shapir, because if you're intoxicated, you won't necessarily assess things correctly. And the most important for us is the last thing, ulahoros zuhara, right? As Rashi explains, ha'hara shal iser v'heter. That's rendering a halachic decision of what's asur and what's mutter in ritual law. What's kosher, what's not kosher, what's asur, what's mutter. Shtuya yayin asurimbo. Okay, somebody who's intoxicated can't paskin a shayla in iser v'heter, hurrah. Actually, the smak, I mean, he's alone, but the smak, Sefer Mitzvah's cotton, counts this as one of the lavim in the Torah. Take a look in source 5, Mitzvah Kuf Yud Aleph in the smak. Lahoros to see lahoros may show mitzvah la'adam lahashiv l'shol dvar hora. In general, it's a mitzvah upon a person to respond l'shol lahashiv l'shol, to respond to someone who asks dvar hora im yodea. Okay, if he knows the answer, I feel lo igi lahora im ain gal beir kavosin. Even if he's not technically Higia Lahora, we'll see what that means shortly, but if he's a bear, he ain't got a beer, come on, so no one else to answer, so he has to answer. Achimish got a beer, come on, so al yorad shein ben arboim shana, but if it's someone great, you have to wait till you're 40, we'll see all that shortly. Bimhora avera v'yad, if you paskin when you're not really qualified, that's an avera, okay? And, so you see from the smack, not the iser to paskin when drunk, but in general there's a mitzvah lahoros to paskin shaila.
Why do you think Rashi doesn't agree with the smack on the iser?
No, I don't know. I made a mistake. I don't know. Rashi says no. They all agree that it's usher, but the smack brings this whole paskin thing into the realm of one of the mitzvahs. That's all I'm saying. I'm not expressing clearly. In other words, none of the other Monahat mitzvahs count this. Not even Rashi. I meant the other mother, Rambam, and the Rasad Yigo, and the Bahag. None of the other Monahat mitzvahs seem to count this Horah as a mitzvah. I'm just putting the smack in, because he counts that his language is mitzvah, la'adam, la'hashi, la'shol, dva'horah, yimil de'ah. There's a mitzvah. So I assume, I don't think he does have a separate mitzvah to not.
How do you measure the shikah business?
All right, that's a different question. That's a good question, but not really for now. I'm not really talking about that.
How much
you have to drink? Yeah, it's a question of how much you have to drink. Okay, it's a good question. But what I want to get to now, not so much the shikar issue, I'm just using that as the springboard to get into the issue in general of that there's a mitzvah to paskin shilas. In other words, that's what the smach says. It's one of the tayag mitzvahs. Is to render halachic decision. Again, his language in source 5. Mitzvah la'adam la'hashiv la'shol bahorah. He knows there. If you know the answer, it's a mitzvah to paskin ashal. If you know the correct answer. Okay? On the other hand. Right, that's right. Right. So let's move away from the shikar issue now because that's the issue of lahoros. So even according to the smak, this is the source. And the smak is saying this is the source in the Torah. It happens we talk in the Torah about Shtuya Yayin, somebody who was intoxicated. But we want to move away from that now and discuss in general the issue of the mitzvah to paskin ashayla and what that means today. Okay?
Important topic.
That's what I said. Yeah. So there is a pasuk in Mishle, Perek Zayin Pasuk Chavvav, source 6, which says, Kirabim Chalolim Hipila, Kirabim Chalolim Hipila. Hope you can get the good translation here. Here we are. Kirabim Chalolim Hipila Vatsumim Kol Haruga. It's a pasuk in Mishle, which we'll see in a moment, the Gemara Darshan. Mishle Perek Zayin Pasuk Chavvav. Translated, for she has felled or knocked down many victims. The number of her slain is huge. Okay, now this is a section of Mishle where a person is being tempted by someone who is like a seductress and so on. But the Gemara has another drasha from it. So let's take a look. The Gemara is in Sota, source 7. Sota daf chav beis amad alav gomer or chav beis amad beis. The Gemara compares, Gemara makes a question about, or a comparison to a katan shalo kololo chadosha. An infant that didn't fill out its years, was born premature and they fell and so on. So the Gemara says, what's that got to do with it? My katan shalo kololo chadosha, hachi targimo, zet tamar chocham hamivait merabosam. That's a tamar chocham who rejects in a disrespectful way his rebbeim. Again, that's not our topic. Our topic is the second one. Rav Abba Omer, zet talmid shalo higia lahora umore. This comparison to a katan shalo kolo chadoshav is a reference to a Talmud shalo higia lahara. In other words, he is not yet worthy of, not yet been granted authority to render halachic decisions, and he does so anyway. The Gemara has a nasty comment about a person. Domar Rabavohu, Amar Huno, Amar Rav. My dichsiv, our pasuk there in Mishle, Parag Zayin, pasuk Avon. My dichsiv, ki rabim chalom hipila, that's what color again. Ki rabim chalom hipila, zet tamil chokham, shalo higiel ahura umore. That's talking about somebody who paskins, who doesn't have the right, doesn't have the authority, hasn't reached yet the knowledge to be able to paskin. That's called ki rabim chalom hipila. The expression being, she has felled many victims, meaning he's going to cause many people to do the wrong thing, because he doesn't know enough to paskin yet. But soon, Kol Harugia, the other side of the pasuk, that the number of her destroyed are huge, Atsum like powerful, so huge, that's the reverse. Zet Talmud Chacham Shehigil Ora, Beinomorah, someone who does know, he doesn't paskin. Okay, well again, it's not directly our issue, but it's in there. So then that's bottom of Sota Chav Beis Manav, Gorobra Chav Beis Manav, says the Ad Kama, At what point? At what point is somebody considered ro'i lahara? So it says in the Gemara, ad arboin shenin, 40 years. It took 40 years to be qualified. So all the people in Chag HaSmicha, I don't think too many of them are 40 years old. But that's what it says, ad arboin shenin. The Gemara says, really? Ain't he? Is that true? But her rabba ori, rabba paskin, and we'll see in a second, Rashi, he only lived 40 years. Rabbi died young. He died young. He died young. So Gemara says no, b'shavin. That's because he was of equal stature. He was such a great stature at a younger age. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says in the source number 8, Sotach of Beit and Olive, Kirab Machala Mipila, Beisha, Zohar Mishtal. It's a talk there about a. They said a wayward woman, a seductress. That's what the context is there in Mishlei. A Talmud who doesn't behave properly is also considered to be like such a person. Zet Talmud shalogia, he peeled a lush and nafel. Shalom kol chadosh, a play on words. It's cotton, shalom kol chadosh, like he peeled a nafel. Stillborn, and baby dies early. And
what are you talking about? A seductress that seduces?
That's the context there in Mishlei. That's what the Pesukim are talking about. But the Gemara darshens it to refer to somebody who is not behaving properly as a Talmud. He doesn't need paskin, so he shouldn't paskin. And Batsum, the flip side, is Loshem Otsem Enov. He closes his eyes, he closes his mouth. Otsem Enov, Shasogrim Piyam Enamor Letzachara. They close their eyes, they close their mouth, and don't paskin when they're supposed to. So now look at source 9. Chavbezim Abezim Rashi. V'ad kama haviro lahara. How old? 40 years. V'arabba ori. V'chol shosved elemen. He only lived till 40, right? Rashi, Gemara answers, b'shavim, Rashi explains, im shavim l'gadol, er b'chach v'mutu laharos. Oshain zakim abir. Either he's the oldest in years, or he's as qualified. So now we see two things. There is an age issue, but it's not purely an age issue. It also is your qualifications. In other words, the Gemara is saying sometimes you have a person less than 40 who's as knowledgeable as the older people in town. So that's also okay. Tosus points out, just as an aside, Tosus said, Soto Chabez on Bez, source 10, Bat Kamar Abba and Shon, and Pirish, not 40 years old, but Pirish Mishona Shehiska Lumod. Okay, 40 years when he started to learn. Okay, Ad Arboy Mishonah, Velo Mishonah Shenolod. Right? Okay, that's what Tosa says. But be that as it may, you have to have a certain age. Huh? Until it was older. Was he 80? No, I forgot.
80
before he... No, 40, I'm sorry. 40. Yeah. All right. Now, the Rambam summarizes all. Yeah. Oh, he's a bright guy, right? Anyway, the Rambam says the following, source 11. So we've seen from this Gemara that there's a mitzvah, according to the Smak, it's one of the Tayag mitzvahs, the Paschal Shaila, but there are guidelines. The Gemara says, if you're not Higiel Ora, if you have not reached the level of being able to be Mora Halacha, then you shouldn't, and it's wrong to do it. And the Gemara says, you're like a Nefel, a stillborn child, and Rabbi Mechalav Epili caused many people to fall, and so on. So the Rambam summarizes all of this in source 11, Perek Hay, Melchus Tamatar Halacha Dalad. He says a Talmud that is not Megil Ara, has not reached Ara, and he paskins, he's a Rasha, he's a Shota, and he's a Gasruach. I mean, then around punches you, gives it to you between the eyes. Huh?
Doesn't
like him, right? He's wicked, he's a fool, he's arrogant. But all of them are Kiram Chalapil. Then the same thing. The flip side, Bechain Chacham Shigil Harav Einamor Ezemonei Torah. Someone who paskin is able to paskin and doesn't. He's withholding Torah from others. But no sin mishol if they bring. He's tripping up people because he knows that they're doing the wrong thing. Doesn't say a word. Lachen Nemar Atzum Chalrega. It said Eilo Atamirach Tamim Shalohirmu Torah Karoi. There are small people, small minded people, Shalohirmu Torah Karoi. They haven't learned enough Torah. They Mevakshim Lisgado Bifnei Ameharitz. They want to show off. They know more than the Ameharitz do. Okay. And some people, you're talking to them, say, if you know Rashi and Chumash, wow, a person of genius, right? It depends on who you're talking to. So certain people that, hey, mevakshim is God of Islam, or it's vain an she'irim, bekoftsin, beyoshin, berosh, ladino, lahoris, b'Yisrael, hey, ma'amar, b'machokes, they're the ones that, of course, they're more machokes than anybody else. All these people, it's very strong words in the Rambam, all these people, says the Rambam, who don't really know so much, but they pretend that they do, and they rush in, and they render halachic decisions, and they paskin and so on, they end up making more machokes than anybody else. Why? They destroy the world, they blow out the candle of Torah, they was a ruin the vineyard, etc. He quotes the psukim again. What's the idea? Because again, you mislead people, and then people think they're doing the right thing, they're doing the wrong thing, and then they find out that somebody else, the guy holds differently, and it causes a whole mess. They're the ones who cause machlokas. So the Rambam is very clear that a person who is not higilah rosh, or higilah rosh, should not paskin. And we have the same thing in the Shulchan Aruch, in source number 12, Yoredeyasim, and Reish Mem Bei Sifyud Gimel. Basically quoting the Rambam directly, Talmud Shalom Higila Ro, more Ari Zeshota Rosh Gasurah, all of them are Kiram Halamipila. The Rambam adds the Talmidim Akhtane, Makovtsim Lahoros, Leishim Barosh. These small minded people who jump to the front of this, you know, line all the time to Paskin, Liz Gadus Amart, Marbi Machokas, basically from the Rambam. Okay, then he adds right over here, let's remember where all this came from. This Indian of Horoa, the Rambam sticks in, Vizor Kolom Shalom Yorak Kishushtu Yayin. A person shouldn't pass in a Shiloh when he's intoxicated. That's how he got started, this whole discussion of Horoa. So it starts with Shtuya Yayin. And he writes, by the way, Safilu Bidover Poshet, even if it's a simple Shiloh, right. Unless it's so Poshet, Imlo Shodover Barba Poshet, Zil Kribi Arab, that everybody knows it. Guys, they ask, I don't know, what's the Pasha Shavu? I don't know. That's the Suya. I'll be able to show that he can pass him. And then it's that Sifyud Gimel and Sifyud Gimel. If you dial Kochochom Shigila Hormei. Now, on the flip side, I raise them when they are Torbinos and Shulz Varabit if they rob him and so on. Now, so far, all we've seen is that the person has to be in the category of Higila Hora. So, how do you know that? So, the Gemara mentioned studying for 40 years, or at least being as knowledgeable, but how do you know that? Or what are the requirements that give a person the authorization to paskin a shiloh. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin in source 13, and Daf Hey Amud Aleph talks about rishus, getting authorization from the older rabbanim. And that's exactly what we're going to see. That's our smicha, right? Authorization from the older rabbanim. My rishusa. Okay, the Gemara there talks about Rabba Bar Chana. That's the question, whether that's the same person as Rabba Bar Bar Chana, or it's a different person. Tosafot talks about another topic. But Rabba Bar Chana, Gemara tells a story. 13, Sanhedrin, Daf Hey Amud Aleph, my Rishusa, Kavanochis Rabba Bar Chana LeBovel. When Rabba Bar Chana went down to Bovel.
What?
We'll get to that. So, briefly. Rabba Bar Chana went from Eretz Yisrael to Anochis, and he went down. Like we say today also, you go to Eretz Yisrael, you're raid. You go to Eretz Yisrael, you know, Oleh, right? Go up in the same way, I had the same expression. Gavanochis Rabba Bar Chana Bubble. Amar Le Rabchia Le Rebbe. Rabchia, who was the uncle of this Rabba Bar Chana, said to his teacher, Rebbe, who was a Nossi, right? Amar Rabchia Bar Le Rebbe, Ben Achi, my brother's son, Yore Le Bubble. So Yore, okay, Yore, as Rashi says, let's look at 14, Rashi said, Heron Ever Hell, Yore, Yore means Yore, Issa Veheter, does he have the authorization to Paskin Shilas and Issa Veheter, what's allowed, what's not allowed? Okay, answer is Yore, Yore, question mark, Yore. Back in Rashi, Amalan Rebbe, Yore, okay. Yodin, does he have, that has to do with Choshen Mishpat, right, Dine Mominus, which if he makes a mistake, you won't have to pay, whatever, the different details, see what the Gemara is talking about there, but not for now. Yodin, he said Yodin. Yatir Bechoros, Mimatir Bechoros, he explained, Yira Bemumin, Bim Kamu, Yatir El Shokto. To be over the Rebbe, Eilim Bechor Tachona, Achipu, Bemum, Dachar Chorbenayim. After the Chorban, Bechor, you have to bring it out with the Beis HaMikdash, when was no Beis HaMikdash, so Bechor has Kedusha, so you have to wait till it gets to boom. You let it roam around the field till it trips and breaks its leg or scratches itself in a certain way and so on. Anyway, but not some mooms, some blemishes, some blemishes. You have to know where, right. So apparently there was also a specialization. So you let him, yeah, Yatir Bechoros, yes, Yatir. Then the Gemara continues, that's when Rabba Bar Chana went to Bovel. Avinochas Rav le Bovel. When Rav, it was a different nephew of Rabchia. When Rav went to Bovel, Amar le Rabchia le Rebbe, Ben Achosi le Rebbe le Bovel. My sister, another one of my nephews is going to Bovel. Yore, yes, Yore. Yodin, yes, Yodin. Yatir Bechoros, lo Yatir, no. Okay, the Gemara on the base explains, not that Rav didn't know it, but in fact he knew it too well, because he had spent 18 months studying in the field with animals and knew every animal very well. Okay, whatever the detail is. But be that as it may, you see from this Gemara that Rav Bar Chana and Rav both had to have rishus, had to have authorization from back to Rebbe to render halachic decisions, Yore, Yore, Yadin, Yadin, and so on. Which, of course, it still says in our klafs, our smichas today, Yore, Yore. Really, it was a question. Yore? Yeah, Yore. Yadin? Question mark? Yeah, Yadin. Okay, we don't have Yatir Bechoros. But anyhow, so That's the Gemara. Now, the Gemara on Amud Beis goes on to tell a story, but I've got to give you background first. Source 15 is background. Comes from our Parsha. Okay, the laws, the very end of the Parsha, some of the laws of Tum and Tara of food items. Animals and things, different things, including food. So it says there, Source 15 is, Vayikra Perek Yudal, Posek Lamed Dalet. It says, Mikala Ochel Asher Yochel, any food, anything edible, which people eat, Asher Yomol of Mayim, if it came first into contact with water, then yitma, then it's eligible to become tamei. Okay, in other words, after it's detached from the ground, it has to right, not that it rain. After it's detached from the ground, it comes in contact with water. Now it's called mukshal kabel tumah. Now it can become tumah if it touches certain things. But first, you have to have water on it. Okay. Anyway. Rashi there in Parsha Shmini, in our Parsha, says in Parak Yudal, Pesuk Lamed Dalet, Lamadu Mikan, the middle Lamed Dalet 16, Lamadu Mikan, Dvar Maharbe, Lamadu She'ein Ochel Mukshar Mesukah V'Kabatuma Ad She'Yavol Alav Mayim Pamachas. The food is not considered eligible to become Tomei until water has come upon it. V'Shabo Alav Mayim Pamachas V'Kabatuma La'Olav Afilu Nagu. Once it's come into contact with water, then it can become Tomei even if now it's dried off. Okay. Now, and then Rashi goes on to say, it's not just water. Even though the Pesukim, it's not just water. It says, Vayayin, Vashemen, wine, and oil. Other things also, like mine. What are the other things? So that's the famous Mishnah in Maseches, Machshirin, Paragvav, Mishnah Dalet, Source 17. Shiva Mashkinein. There are seven liquids that, if they come into contact with food, render the food eligible to become tama. What are they? Yad Shachadav, that's the abbreviation. Here it lists off in this order. Shiva Mashkinein, Tau, Dew, a mayim, yayayin, a shemen, a dam, a cholav, a dvash. Dvash here means.
What's
the mishnayos
and
bagley? Machshir is just mishnayos. Yeah, say the taurus. Okay, honey. It's talking about dvash dvar, honey from a bee. But dvash tzarem tar. I'm sorry. No, just a minute. Yeah, the dvash here means date honey. Okay, but dvash dvar tahar butar b'achila. The Rambam passes like this in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. Kol ayochid, kol ocha amyuchad l'machal adam kol lechem abasar and so on, meat, bread, fruits, whatever. The mekabel tumah, but only if they first came to contact with water. That's the Rambam says, right? And in Halacha Beis, right here they are. Ve'elos elohein ashiru mashkish machshir zochlin tumah amayim atal v'shem yayin kol of dam dvash. Okay. Anyway, that's the halacha. So what's it got to do with us? So the Gemara tells the following story on page source number 19.
No, that's
what?
That's the question that come up. We don't know if it's Makabal Tumah.
Well, let's see. That's such a thing. Close. Gemara says Yore, right? Rav was asked. I mean, not Rav. Rebbe was asked. Can Yore? Yeah. So Gemara says, I understand. Igomir, if he's knowledgeable, if he knows the halacha, so what do you got to get authorization for? Rishusa Lama Lemishko. I mean, what's going on here? Why did he have to go to Rebbe and ask Rebbe permission? If he's knowledgeable, let him, like we said before. That's what we said earlier. If he knows the din, then what's the problem? So where it says, Mishum Maisa Shark, this is a story of someone, what's happened. Tanya. Pam achas holach Rebbe Lemakom Echam. Rebbe went to a particular place. The raw b'nei adam shemegavlin isoseim b'tumah. There were certain people who needed their dough b'tumah. They didn't. They weren't matar the kalim. Now that by itself is not also. There's no issur to. But certain people are always careful to do everything matara, and it's because that way someone who's shomer who's careful about this can eat there too. So it bothered Rebbe. Why are they not worried about the laws of tumah and tara over here? Okay, so Amar Lahem, Mipneima Atem Megavad Isosei Metumah, Isosechem Metumah, Amar Lo, Talmud Echad Bolakan, Mahorah Lanu,
Mipneim, the dough was dry.
Well, no, you mix the flour in the water, but they were using it in Talmud Dick, okay, they were using it, they mixed.
That got so, from the floor.
Yeah, so they
and
asked
now he can become a Kabbal Tumah.
Yeah, so, right, exactly. So Rebbe asked them, why are you not Makbid? Why are you not worried about Tum and Tara here? Okay, so they answered because someone came with Talmud Chacham once came here and told us, Horolano, made Mitzoyim a Machshirin. Water from a brook or a marsh, a swamp, I guess. Water from there is not Machshir, is not Menesan Al-Jugam Tomei. So we're using that kind of water. There's no problem. It is tar. That's the answer. Made Mitzoyim. Okay?
Rashi's a swamp?
That's a marsh or a brook or something. So look at Rashi at 20.
Come up with
let's see. So, So Rashi explained, look at 24, we'll go back in more time. Yeah, exactly. Betumah lo maktilu tarkle, but maybe it's agam. Agam mine. Pond or something like that. So they said, ain't makshir. We're using water from this marsh. So therefore, it's not makabal tumah. So what are you bothering us for? So look back at the first line. Behu may beitzim darshlu. The guy didn't, that rabbi didn't tell him may bitzim. Said may beitzim, right? May beitzim means the liquid of an egg. That's not one of the seven. And it's not an egg. Besides the yellow, I guess what's in the egg white? It's not so white. It looks liquidy, looks clear, right? When you crack open the egg, that they misunderstood. Who may beitzim darshlo? The innos of our may beitzim. They thought they meant may beitzim from the. He meant may beitzim. Okay. By the way, some say that's the reason why people call Maseches Beitza Be'ah. Right, they call it Be'ah, the Aramaic word. I understand once when I was a little kid, I was actually so whatever, so I was in some camp and I learned more, so learning Mishnah is Beitza. So the Rebbe said, go get the story, you gotta go Mishnah is Be'ah. Be'ah, I thought it said Beitza. I know it's a silent Sadi, I couldn't figure it out. But that's how they refer to a lot of times in yeshivas, they call it Be'ah. Not to make this mistake. But anyway, they made this error, and then they made another error regarding certain lakes and so on. Anyway, after all this, the Gemara says, the last line there, the Tav says, Tana ba'osush. So what happened? They heard wrong. They learned wrong. They misunderstood. He didn't make it clear. They were talking about May Beitzim. He was talking about May Beitzim. I'm sorry. He was talking about May Beitzim. They thought it meant water from a marsh. Water from a marsh is regular water. Of course it's Machshava Kufatoma. Right? They misunderstood. So it says, Tana ba'osush shah gozu Talmud al yoreh al kenoto v'shus merabo. And then they made a gzera that a student cannot render a halachic decision without a permit. Why? Why?
Who said that the next Talmud Kochum that got it from the Rebbe?
So the answer is the Rebbe has to know to make sure he says everything clearly. Okay. He knows it's so clear. That's the idea. Okay? Look at what Rashi said. Look at the last Rashi in 20. He said, Hedon of Hamad Beis. Noto Shus Mirabo. V'chiyoiv le Rabo Rishus. Meidak Dayek Beishe Lashono Pasuach. The Rebbe will make sure he talks clearly. That's part of the Rebbe's job. Below Yitu Hashomer is dark, so people won't misunderstand. The Rebbe has to know that this Talmud knows how to speak clearly and present it clearly. It takes a homiletics class or whatever, right? It takes public speaking. He knows how to say it. Instead of mumbling, half the Yeshiva guys mumble. But he says, no, make the guy doesn't mumble. And he says it straight, so the Rebbe will make sure. Anyway, so now we've introduced in this Gemara, Sanhedrin, Daf Hamad Beis, that there is a requirement to have permission from, you have to have a license, basically. A heter haro. You have to have a heter to render halachic decisions, because the Rebbe has to make sure not only does the guy know it, but he's also able to tell it over in a way that people understand. That's the Gemara. Now, the truth of the matter is, again, no, we'll get to that. We didn't say about that. No. Okay, hold on. But of course, you also have to know the material. You can have a guy who's a great speaker, but he doesn't know what he's talking about, right? He can say it very nicely, but he doesn't know enough. So again, the Gemara says, we take a look, I have a few. The Gemara Horius, for example, says, Amar Le'abai, this is Horius, base of a base, source 21. Amar Le'abai, Lahora, Gomer Misover, Mashma. For a person who wants to deliver Hora, means Gomer Misover. What does Gomer Misover mean? Rashi explains there in Horius, base of a base, source 22. Gomer is Lamar HaDomer. He learned it. He mastered it. Misover, Maven Domer, Tal Domer. He knows how to analyze, to understand one thing from another. Right? Or Rashi and Sanhedrin, Gimel and Aleph. The Gomer, Shishama v'chachomim, he studied under the chachomim, he studied under the scholars, he knows. Okay, he knows, there to a milvim, whatever the din is. Or Rashi, what?
Something was saying Bina, Dovah Medovah?
Yeah, Mavin Dovah Tavor, Mavin Dovah Tavor, yeah. Bina means to be able to understand one thing from another. So you have to have a heter hora, you have to have permission to paskin, you also have to know your stuff. And the Gamirna, let's look in Rashi Sanhedrin, Hayam and Aleph, the Gamirna, Shmuos Dinish or Shdina Merabosai, right, he heard Halachas was Rebbeim, and Severna Yodea and Ilahosin Riashim Tamidat knows enough how to add his own interpretation. So there are obviously a certain amount of knowledge and understanding the person has to have too. So there's two things. You need knowledge and understanding, and you need a heter, you need a permit. Now, the Rambam has an unbelievable requirement, which is very important. The Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet Halacha Ches, source 25. Yeshlan limnos kol mi shiir to ledvar michidim. Any Rav who wants to get permission, any person who wants to get permission of Paskin, has to know everything. He has to be expert in all areas. Even though he only wants or he's only interested right now in getting a heter hara for his one particular. He wants to know he's going to rule a hilchos Shabbos. Okay, never mind. He's got to know hilchos avelos also. He's got to know hilchos kashrus too. He's got to know everything. Ketzad chacham mufle sheroi lahoros lecholatar kula. He's really knowledgeable in cholatar kula. Yes, lebez and lismochos v'litam shus lado lola haros b'yisim heter. Oh, you know l'rishus b'yisim heter v'lalado b'dinim avodas. The bez are going to decide. The older avodas are going to decide. Well, we were giving you permission to paskin in dinim avodas, but not in yisim heter. Or in yisim heter, not in dinim avodas. But he has to at least know the other areas too. There's a story that the old days in YU, so when you went for your smicha b'china, not in my time, but I already had written b'chinas, but the old days, so you went before, if I have three rabbanim, I think it was the Rav Zichron Levracha, the Rav Shashat Zichron Levracha, and I think Dr. Belkin Zichron Levracha, they were the Mashmichim. So you had to prepare two Masechtas, okay, and your Adaya. And they would ask you questions. There were all kinds of great stories about what guys did, some guys knew that the Rav disagreed with Rav Shatka on some issues. So he would steer the conversation, let the two of them argue for 20 minutes while he sat there. That's all kinds of stories. But one of the stories is that the Rav asked the guy some basic question on Hilchos Shabbos. The guy's thinking. He said, well, that wasn't not in your day yet. It's not neither the two Masechti Lilams. What are they saying? The Darman Gittin or whatever. So Rav said, never mind. You have to know Hilchos Shabbos is going to be read. It doesn't matter whether it was in your Masechta or Darman. Right? So that's what this Rambam is saying. You have to really know all the areas. And then they'll decide what to tell you to do. You can limit it. That's a good question. It doesn't say clearly, but you have to at least be facile in many areas. Now, the real reason behind that also is, I think, is that really all of Torah is connected. You know, it's not separate. There's a certain basic, breadth that a person has, the Ola Pasuk and the Shaila. Okay, so that's what the Rambam is saying over here. Now, it's interesting, the Kesef Mishnah wonders where the Rambam got this from. Okay, take a look there, 26, the Kesef Mishnah says, again, it's Hilchos Sanhedrin Paradal HaChachas. And by the way, that's why Rav, that's the Kesef Mishnah, the marker for this is Rav. Rav was one of the great Amoroim. And yet he wasn't given permission for Heter Bechoros, to be Mater Bechoros, even though he knew it. So the Kesef Mishnah, that's probably the Rambam's source, right? Berei Sanhedrin, Amir Shem Nosson, So Rebbe, Nosson Rishus, L'Rav, Lodul, Avalola, Hater Bechoros. But it became welcome tzorach ion minayel rabbeinu shetzorach sheroy lechol advarim. It's not clear where the Rav gets this from. The mabish halacha lemaisa. I mean, Rav did. That was the case there. But that now is a din for all time. You know, that was a particular case. They didn't give Rav heter for matzah bechoros. But the Kesef Mishnah wonders why the Rambam assumes that now this is the halacha for all time. You have to know. The Radvaz on that Rambam, Perek Dalal Chachas, right? Masha Kosev, right? Chacham Muflo, Shorol Horos, Nilman Mehach De Rav, Shorol Horos B'chol HaTorah B'chir. So he learns that from Rav. But again, the Kesef Mishnah thought it was a Kasha. The Lecha Mishnah, therefore, it's verse 28, has a different Mokor. Lecha Mishnah has a different Mokor for where the Rav might have got it from. Quotes Yerushalmi and Chagiga.
What are you saying? That
you cannot get Smicha for, get a Heta or Raw for one area. Even though you know that area, until you know everything. You have to know all the areas.
How much is the other here?
Again, I don't know. What the limit is not clear. It's hard to...
The first text from Rebbe...
Yeah, for Rav, yeah.
For Rav is the opposite. He did get... Smicha, they just accepted that one area.
So right, right.
It's a proof for anything. It's proof that you don't have to have everything.
No, because even though he had it, they didn't give it to him.
They didn't give it, so he didn't
have to have had it.
But he was able to be the...
Because he did know the other stuff too. He knew everything. That's the point. He had to know everything. For some reason, they didn't give him the smicha for the other one. But he had to know it. That's how they're advised on this. The Kesef Mishnah finds it a little difficult. The Chamishnah says the Yerushalmi. Okay, so I quoted the Yerushalmi. I mean, you can read the Chamishnah is on that Rambam. But let's look at it, the Yerushalmi inside. The next page, source number 29. The Yerushalmi is in Chagiga, Paragalam Alachaches. Says Afa Gav Da'at Amar Manav Zekhenu Dvarim Yechidim Hu Sheroi L'Chol Advarim. Yerushalmi says it. You can appoint somebody give somebody the right to paskin in certain areas, but he's got to be raw. He's got to be really eligible to paskin in all areas. Okay, Kadar B'Shulman Levi and so on. I tell the Lashon of the Rosh Hashanah lady tells a story. Havid Stara Chad Avid Bochi Binuye the Law of Yochel Risa. A guy was blind. He was a Suma, and therefore was ineligible for Chalitza, to pass on a Chalitza question, to be part of a Bezin of Chalitza. So they wouldn't let him on a Bezin. So the Gemara says Yivnido Dvar Mechidim. So let him be on a Bezin of other things. No. The din is haroy lechol dvar, haroy ledavar. Echo sheinu, haroy lechol dvar, filo dvar. Yeah, that's what it says. Haroy lechol dvar, haroy ledavar. Echo sheinu, haroy lechol dvar, filo dvar. Echo sheinu. That's the carbonate explained.
So you have a complete range. Knock him out for everything.
The Rambam holds you have to knock him out. Rambam holds unless you know everything, you can't get for anything.
But don't you feel blind?
This is, we'll see how it comes down today. Right. This is what Rambam says. I don't know, maybe wouldn't have allowed, I don't know.
But we have blind Tanayim, right?
Yeah, maybe you can learn, you can give a shiur, but you can't pass it along. That's what will come out. Okay? The Korban Eid explains, he has to be royal l'chol ha'dvarim, okay? And, he tells the story, the Bachim b'nuyeh, Yishai Suma b'echa b'enav, okay? And therefore he was pasal l'chalitza, so you can't appoint of other things. Okay. So, in any event, this is a stringency. The Rambam says it's not one. Everyone says the same thing here. According to the Lechem Mishnah, this is the mocha for the Rambam, that you have to know everything, and if you don't, then you can't even pass in the limited areas you may know. That's a tremendous chumrah. That's what he says. That's what the Rambam says. Now, having said all of this, now we come really, as far as I know, the earliest source to discuss this issue in this fashion is in 31, the Shalos HaTshuvos HaRivash, Simon Reish Ayin Aleph. So far, I've pretty much tried to avoid the use of the word smicha. Okay? Because the original smicha,
that was
ish mi pi ish back to Moshe Rabbeinu. The first person ever to get smicha, I don't know if he had a chag or smicha, but the first person ever to get smicha was Yeshua.
Right.
Moshe gave smicha to Yeshua. He actually put his hands, right? That was the original smicha. Moshe gave to Yeshua, Yeshua
put the laying of the hands on top of the
that's smicha. Transference of authority. Solid. Right. But the point is, that was the original smicha, and that went, in order for you to get smicha, you have to have gotten it from someone who had smicha, who got it from someone who had smicha, going all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's been broken. When exactly it broke is a question,
but
probably when sometime in the end of the time of the Amoraim, when the Eretz Yisrael, it had to be, like you said before, in Eretz Yisrael, there were all kinds of rules. So the Rivash says the following, very important tshuva. He says 31. Shalos tshuvos Rivash in Reish Ayin Aleph. Tchilas Kol Dover Tzarch Levar. Mazu Smicha Shenagu B'Tzarfos of Ashkenaz. The Rivash says, what's this smicha that people give in France and in Germany? Sharabonim Nismachim. The rabbis get smicha. Behem Somchim Achern. They give smicha to others. What's going on here? Shari smicha, shari se meir chazal, haisa kadei ladun dina nefasha. The original smicha of the days of the Rabbeinu, so the same as the Rabbeinu, was to be able to dan dina nefasha, dina krasas, she tzrichim mumchin, you have to have experts, what's the lot of smuchim, she mismachim mismuchim acherim, you have to have gotten smicha from somebody else, begam hei mismicham acherim, ish me ish, ad no shamei ala shalom. So, but apparently already in the days of the Rivash, they call this other rabbinic ordination smicha, and the Rivash is wondering, what kind of smicha is not smicha?
What year is this?
What year is the Rivash? The Bala tells us, I guess, 1200s, I guess. So the Rivash says, I'm not sure.
Questioning the procedure.
Yeah, well, where does it come from? Okay, and not only that, but it has to be in Eretz Yisrael, okay? The Atok Kvar Botel Smicha, it's over, we don't have it anymore, the chain's been broken. He doesn't understand. We've got no one going all the way back to then. And Megav Shein Smicha B'Chutzlar. You can't do it B'Chutzlar anyway. We're living here in Europe.
Yeah,
can't do it anyway. Everything in Eretz Yisrael has to be. So he goes on and discusses what he says is Avamashanira Loma B'Smicha Zuhu. The following. What's this Smicha? This is our Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Hei. She Talmid Afilu Higil Hora Osu Lola Horos Halacha B'Shum Bachlon Elim Keinato L'Shus Merabo. What is our Smicha today? Says the Rivash. That's what we talked about in that Gemara. That the teacher is giving him Rishus, like when Rav went to Bavel, so Rebbe gave Rishus to the Paskin. That's our Smicha today. It's a nickname. Name. It's not the real smicha. The Rivash is saying what we call smicha today, and it's already his time. What we call smicha today is this the tilus rishus, is this heter hora, is this permit or this license to pasca, like you know, a doctor has to get a license, right? Or a lawyer, whatever, you have to pass the bar.
It's
a practice law. So, one second, we'll get to that soon. But that's what Rivash says. So, therefore, he says, Again, I skipped a little bit of the tshuva. They're 31. L'fi zeh, yesh lomar shasmicha shenogo b'tzorfus v'ashkenaz, he b'derezu, this smicha that we have nowadays in France and Germany, that's this is shatalmid kishigia lohra. When you have a Talmud who has learned these, again, that's the previous Rebbeim who says, you ask how much you have to know? Okay, that's up to the previous Rebbeim to figure out. He knows enough. Umedina mutalahor, strictly speaking, he can already paskin, right? And he should and so on. But that's a Talmud Shigilah, etc. But they made this gzera that you can't. Elim came not to Roshus Merabba, like the story with the Beitzim, etc. So therefore, you call him Rav. Is Esher Karin lo Rav? Kloma Harei Zameata Kilu Eino Talmud. He's not a Talmud anymore. Now he's a Rav. That's Smicha, and therefore he can teach other people. He can be called a Rav. Otherwise, I don't see what the Smicha is. That's what the Smicha is. So that's a very important tshuva from the Rivash. It's in Reish Ayin Aleph, but it's brought in the Ramah. Not exactly directly, but the Ramah says more or less the same thing.
Can teach other people?
Or? Well, you can paskin, but he also talks about teaching. Yeah. Okay, now, but we're focusing on the Paschim for now. So, if we take a look in the Ramah, and that same Siman we looked at before, Yoredei Siman Reish Mem Beis, and Sifri Dalet, the Ramah writes, Inyan HaSmicha Shenagu Bizman HaZeh, what's the Smicha we have Bizman HaZeh, said the Ramah, Kidei Sheyedu Kol Ha'am Shegil Ha'ra, he gets a title, so everybody knows that he's qualified. That's the idea. Again, as a doctor, he gets a license or an attorney, you know, you have to have a practice law, you have to have a some sort of a license, right? So that's what it is. Everybody knows that this guy is qualified. So that's exactly what we have here. Kadesh says the Ramah, Kadesh Yedu Kolom, Shigilara, Umashemora, who Bershus Rabbah Samho. And when he passes, he's doing it with authorization from his, the previous, his Rebbe. Okay? And then the Ramah mentions other things, where if the Rebbe's already dead and so on. But anyway, and he says, there might be, you know, you can have a smich of a gittin and chalitza or whatever. And he says, if you don't have it, you're not allowed to paskin. Anyway, at the end he writes, the ode nearly shemutar losses merlechot shisad again. Rafa pi shemidina smicha shemar shom lahavidina came with komach laachshom eno elatil shushus ba'alma mishori. He already bends a little bit from that Rambam, who said the Rambam says that you have to know everything to get any to do anything. To even paskin one area, you have to know all the areas. That was the chumra of the Rambam. The more already moves away, he says, because that was talking about the real smicha. The real smicha, but nowadays it's not real smicha anyway, it's the tilus rishus. There's a permit, so then it's allowed. The Shach explains in 33, the Shach is in the same sort of nature base of cotton chaf bays. Okay? The afuj of the smicha Jorishan, he quotes that Rambam. He quotes that Rambam. Alright, but he says at the end, yeah, but that, today it's only the tilus rishus. Anyway, so therefore we don't have to be as stringent, and if a guy knows only one area, we'll give him rishus in that one area. That's the most of our, the person gets smicha today. At least in YU, it says, Yorick, you learned Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya, Siman Aleph. Chelik Aleph, right? But you know, and it includes other things too, if you study the Chosnidi, you study Chosnidus, but that doesn't give you the shus to be on a bezin. That's a separate smicha called Yod Yod. Right? So there are different things, right? There are different things that a person gets smicha for, and apparently, at least according to this Ramah, like that Rivosh, you know, this is the smicha today is only the tilus rishus, and therefore today you don't have to be so stringent that the guy's got to know everything in order to answer any shaila. So says the Shach.
Now there is another
what?
So the categories are what? Yara.
That's the main ones we have today. Now some say that some have another category, Rav or Derech, who is authorized to be a Rebbe, but not, you know, like a teacher. You shouldn't paskin and so on. But anyway. Just a few other things that I'll look at.
They call a guy up. Like,
yeah, they call Rob.
No, you're kidding me.
You could. You could.
They have a category. Oh, yeah,
some yeshiva. Some yeshiva.
Like
he can teach. No, it means he's knowledgeable to teach, but he doesn't pass in shilas. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to announce that in front of the whole.
Well, why not? He says the right to be a Rebbe. He's a very good Rebbe, but he doesn't know halacha lemaisa. Not so terrible. $10 marketing. Anyway, I want to show a few other tshuvas that I printed a long tshuva from the Rima Gash, who's earlier. Ramagash is the Siman Kuf Yud Dalad. He was the Rebbe of the Rambam's father. So someone asked the following question. Okay, so now we know you have to know a lot and so on, but you don't have to know everything we explained. But you certainly have to know various areas. And can a person possibly, you know, sort of learn for himself? How much do you have to know, and do you have to learn? We saw before you have to Gomir, the language of Gomir, you learn from a Rebbe, you learn from a teacher. So the Ramagash was asked, the guy never studied halacha with any teacher. Eini odeh derech halacha, v'lo prishur, v'lo prish, v'lo kuyasa, v'lo shoro harbe mitshuvas hagaonim. He saw a lot of the later works in those days. The Shuvas Hagaonim were the later works, right? Yeah, that's the parallel, right? In those days, the Rima Gash was the Rishon, so the later works were the works of the Gaonim. He saw a lot of, never studied halacha from the Gemara, so he knows a lot of the works of Sefer Adin, the halacha books, so and so Kilchosa, right? So he says, what's the story with such a guy? Can he paskin and so on?
He studied the
Amskar
of
Yubuk. Right, he took the Shuvas Hagaonim. I mean, a guy read a lot of Shuvas. You read a lot of Tshuvas, like the Avad Yosef, you get a lot of ideas, right? So it says, at the end he writes, Ibu Mutu Lahoros, or Ro Lismah, or Mishum Domer, we are out of pay, he's Yerei Shemayim, and, this particular guy says, perhaps wasn't Yerei Shemayim, but he knows a lot. Anyway, without going to the detail of this guy, says the Rimagash in his Tshuva, on the next page, the Tshuva is Dasha Isha, is that Ro Yosef Lahatilo? Okay. Yeah, well, I don't know what to do, okay.
Okay.
But anyway, but the main shot for us is this question. So he says, look, based on his knowledge, yes, he's allowed to paskin. Because he says that today, okay, you have a different problem. Today we learn everything. He said, we should learn everything from the Golden. Okay? Many people, he said, they just look at the Gemara and they figure out from the Gemara. And that's not a good way to do. We have a halachic tradition. That's basically what the Rebbe Gash writes. He says, Shadashi, Shazer, Yosef, Roy Yosef. Right, that's Yosef, Roy Lahatahos, Manashim, Rabbi Kabul, Atzul, Horobis, and others, there, Ruba, Eba, Filech, Mishay, Tarmelu. We're talking about Havana, Halacha, Mamid, Al Dasa, Gonin. Also, Shadadam, Lahoros, Mayor Halacha, Mechuzak, Yunam, or Mechuzak, Yunam, Talmud, Haim, Shar, Lamonim is there. Fishain, is one of them, Zemishir, Roy Lakach. Okay, no one today can say that he knows how to learn the Gemara so well he can figure out the halacha based on the Gemara. But you learn from the Tshuvas Hagaonim, you rely on that, you know the Tshuvas Hagaonim well, so then okay. Basically, exactly. Okay, so that's what he says. That's what the Rima Gash writes.
So you're relying on the subsequent.
Now, at the end, he writes, if the guy Taka wasn't Yerei Shammai, that's a problem. But again, we're not going into that. Right. But that's what he's saying. And it's interesting. Right, that's a different problem, right. Okay, and echoing those words many centuries later was the Chidor, source 35, the Birka Yosef, and Choshen Mishpat, Simon Chesiv, Karton Gimel, 35. He says, Misha'eno somach al iuno, mahotzi dinam atal, v'gam lo kar v'tal v'klal, avalanit le'lodam apishma sharov, chumas ezagon, hu Yosef mishumach. A guy doesn't really know the Gemara so well, but he knows the halacha svarim, he knows cold what the Talmud Chachamim paskin. He, the Chidor, writes that's better than a person. Okay, that's what he says. I'm not saying what he says. Who Yosef Mishum also a double horseman of Talmud people paskin just in the Gemara. Lefisha Pabim Rabos Torim Bidimyonim. You know, because basically, let's remember the Gemara used cases from back then, and you think, oh, that case is just like this case. It may not be. Make a mistake, and he quotes his Rima Gash. Right, whatever. But he quotes this as well. It's interesting, you know. There's a just to reflect the attitude. I've told this before that a person once came to Reb Chaim Brisker. So they asked him a shaila. So he said, "I have to think about this." I wasn't sure. They needed an answer right away. So they went to Marsham of Brijan. Okay, this shows you a different approach. So the Marsham gave an answer. Marsham's the answer was that if I remember exactly, the Prima Godim is Mekel. Okay, there's a Shver Gemara that seems to imply that you should be Machmer. Okay, when they came back to Mechaim, they found the answer. He says, the Gemara says you should be Machmer. There's a Shver Prima Godim wants to be Mekel. That depends on your attitude a little bit. Right, but anyway, that's the Chidor. The Maharsha writes in his Chidusha Agadis and Sotia. Alright. The Maharsha, the Chidusha Agadis and Sotia, Chav Beis of an Aleph, says also, he says something else. He says, so you have to know, the point from the Rima Gash down to the Chidor is, you have to know the halachas form. Okay? Well, you have to know what other people have said. You have to know what other Gaonim and other Chachamim have said over the years. And not just people, well, the Gemara says this, it seems to me this is a good comparison. And you leave out 800 years in the middle. I mean, again, as it feels old, the Rambam says like this. Okay, but there have been 800 years since the Rambam, and other people have said differently. You shouldn't paskin straight out of the Rambam. You have to figure out what other people have said. That's what these poskim are saying. The Marsha mentions something else. The Marsha is in Sota Chav Beis Manal Duvasu Yireyas Hashem. He says something else you need also. You need to have Shimush Talmid Chachamim. Okay? You have to associate with Talmid Chachamim. Some people are more halacha based on what they learn below Shiva Sachachav. That's not good. Okay?
What does that mean? You gotta hang out with
them? Well, you gotta know how they deal with the questions, yeah. Okay?
How
do you
know that?
Well, again, you see sensitivity, you see how he dealt with this, how he looked at it. You begin like another apprentice. You know, you see how the master does it. Okay? And he writes.
That's very hard.
He says, "Ubedoros halolo." He says, "The problem today." He writes, "The marshal is after the Shulchan Aruch." Right? Ubedoros halolo. Osen shemorah halacha mitoch Shulchan Aruch. The guy just paskins based on what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Where ain yodin tama in yeh, but don't understand the Indian. Shall call davar lo yidatu mitchilu bedavar mitoch hatalmud shushim was tama lechachamim. Tala stavar osam. Right? They're going to make a mistake. You have to know what's behind it. You can't say, oh, the Shulchan Aruch says this is good. You have to know what's behind it. Otherwise, you're going to misapply it. Okay? The Piskei Tshuva quotes this in the Ardeis and Reish from Beis of Karn Ches. He says, Kol Chochem, etc. I am Marsha. Right? He quotes this Marsha, that you have to know the background also. But then he adds the following, very important, 37. But maybe, Efshad Dafka Bizman Aram Marsha, maybe that was only true in the Marsha's own time. Shalo Hoya Adayin Shum Chibra Al Shulchan Aruch. You just had the Shulchan Aruch. There were no other Svarim on it. Aval Ina nowadays in the Piskei Tshuva, Shenischab Rataz V'Shach V'Magan Avram U'Shar Echorim and V'Chol Din Mevur Hatam. There on the page of Shulchan Aruch tells you everything. Right? In the days of the Marshal, all you had was the Mechaber. So then it's critical of Paskin just out of the Shulchan Aruch. But now you have the Taz, the Magan Avram and the Shachar on the page. So he says, maybe it's enough. You can Paskin right out of the Shulchan Aruch, out of the Echorim. That's what the Piskei Tshuva writes. Okay? And it's interesting because what comes out here is that, you know, we talked about Shimush Talmud Chachamim, but the Piskei Tshuva was open, even if it didn't have Shimush Talmud Chachamim, but if you know what it says in Shulchan Aruch and expand in Shulchan Aruch, with all the posting on the page, that might be. And actually, that's rooted in the Lechem Mishnah. If you look at 38, Lechem Mishnah of the Talmud Torah, Perek Elach HaDalit, he says, Kein zeh shamatu sherecha shekosu shekhochma shemizmana zeh lechem or alach menorovene shonolomed in the peace for it. We learn from Sorim. And even later than the Lechem Mishnah, the Shus Yaakov.
That's what he's talking about.
Right, the same idea. So the Shus Yaakov writes, in his Shuvah, Chelek Beis, Simon son of Dalad. Okay, he says, some of the Paskin very quick, on a Shalom, whatever it was, but he also writes, again, that today we Paskin out of Svarim, and each person has to know his own, know what he sees, okay? He says, look at my third line. Because Shekane Sharabeno Hain Hain Asfarim. Our Rabbein today teaches. Asher Nispash to the Kerbi Soil. Which Sfarim? The Sfarim that is widespread throughout Kai Soil. So then, Royal Chomish Yigil Ara, Shalom Yara, Shumara, built to Eum Tchilim a Sefer. Today you gotta look at the Sefer first. Don't pass without looking at the Sefer. Never mind, you think you know it, you know, you heard from your Rebbe. You have to look at the Sefer. Bechain Kibal to Ravosa, that's what I heard from my Rebbein. And, people would never pass without looking at the Sefer. So it's kind of shifted. Okay, perhaps today, not only so many Sfarim. Shus Yaakov? Shus Yaakov, that was his name, was early, 1600s, early Yaakov. Yaakov Reisha, also printed the
book. Sfarim weren't around that long at that
not
point.
Not so many, but it was after printing, so you had it. Okay, so that's the Shus Yaakov, it's the Piskei Tshuva quotes. Yardes and Reish Mabes, Sivkot and Gimel, he quotes that Shus Yaakov, that Rav Hoseinu, Hein, Sfarim, and so on. Any quotes of people, God holds like that also. Now it's interesting. Also, the Chidor writes that the Birkei Yosef and Reish from Basic on Dalad. He says you have to look into the Sefer and so on. All right. Now there is another issue that I want to mention. As mentioned in source 42, the Hagos Maimon, he writes in Perek Hevel of Talmud Torah Ozvav. He says you also it's usher for a person to paskin what he calls lahatir hatamua, a surprising psak, something which is like off the charts, I've never heard of. Okay, he says, and he learned it out from the whole story of Rav, because Rav knew Bechorah so well, he would come out and paskin on a Bechorah, which everyone else would look at, what, that's not a Mumah, that is a Mumah, right, it was impossible. So you're not allowed, you have to stay away, and it'll mislead people, they'll think they'll make a comparison, and so on. So Shulchan prints that, and Yardes and Reish Rebbe Sifu in 43, Yesh, Misha Kosam, Sha Osu L'Chochom Hatid Dover HaTamua, right, the people are going to think that it's Mutter, he's going to answer it. Okay, now, Shach says, that's only Zichron Yud Zayin. Oh, what are you supposed to do? So the Shach says, Zichron Yud Zayin, Nira Dahainu Davki Matir B'Stam. Okay, that's if you Stam Matir. Okay, However, Omer l'shol tama dover. But if you explain your reasoning, okay, and you show riyas, is such a different story. Just to say this is mutter. What? That's Omer. Okay, this is also what? Right. But if you explain your reason, then it's okay. All right. That's what the Chidor also writes. Okay. He says the big problem. The Chidor takes issue. The issue here, the Chidor is the Chumas Yosef Omer Simon Zion, the famous Chumas the Noda Behuda, where he's not the Shemir Achalaboy. There's several Chumas about it. Which we're going to go through now, but the Chidor doesn't like it because as great as the Noda Behuda was, it's a literally Shemir Achalaboy. Whatever he's Shemir Achalaboy. Yeah, we're going to go through the whole sugya now, but he says it's going to lead to a Takola. And people get that's Tamua, he says, because nobody else paskins that way. It's astonishing. And he, the Chidor, writes that even though he brings Raya's for it, he thinks it's wrong because people are going to know, and most other Rabbanim disagree. You have to be very careful, basically, says the Chidor, before you say something fakir from everybody else. Some people like that.
That's different from Dagos Paminas, because yeah, he did give
Raya's. I know, I'm saying, right, correct. Chidor says, even though he brought Raya's, he says it. Okay, even though he brought many Raya's, and so nevertheless, he feels that it's going to be misleading. You have to be careful before you say something that's wild. Some people like to. Some people like to paskin the faket. They like to throw that.
Right. He raised himself on the re. It wasn't like.
I understand. It wasn't brand new. I understand. Okay. I mean, but that's the Chidor. You have to be careful with it. Let's put it that way. He says with great respect. Okay, but something that's also for someone hundreds of years, not someone's going to come up today and say it's mutter. So it's not right. Okay, he doesn't like it. Okay. And the
that's what happened with Hasmala.
YCP. Okay, I'm just telling what he says.
YCP.
All right, whatever. Unless you mention your name. So the also there's a tshuva from Shlomo Kluger, which is not on the sheets, not on the computer, but Shal Shu's Tuv Tam Vadas, one of several different tshuvas from Shlomo Kluger. So this is in Chelek Tlisor, Badur Tlisor, in Simot Samech. He writes on a particular issue, and even though the Shach says that it's mutter if you explain your reasoning, he says he doesn't think, again, you have to be careful because it's going to mislead people and people are going to come to the wrong conclusions. You're going to go against the Shulchan, against the Rambam, against all the Achronim, and what happens to everyone's father doesn't like that. The last thing to mention is that...
you can't be a Das Shachin.
Well, again, today, if there's been according to these posts, there's been such a tradition, even if you have smicha, no rabbi, you don't paskin against what everybody says. Now, again, the shach said you have good raya is okay, but you have to be careful before, at least you have to be careful. Okay? Now, there's another gemara, there's a gemara of Zara, about Lamed Vav and Aleph, which says that once something has been usher at all Kha Yisrael, right, even if Eliyahu comes, you don't change it. Those are Lamed Vav and Aleph, right? If it's something which are the Yurches Dover, that's the things we're passing okay, however, you know, if something's been widespread, this is what we do, so you don't run to change it so quickly. That's the idea.
Your Novi comes.
You still don't listen, because it's not what the Christ
is.
Oh, you saw the power of the minute. Yeah, okay, there's power of the minute. Just a couple quick sources of Rishon. I want to just get late.
You're not
going to
listen.
That's what it said. Let me just finish up, because a few other things I want to mention. For another time. I just throw it out there, because the post can quote it. Okay, the Rambam, first of all, is Akdama to the Yad HaZoka. Speaks about... Bezdin rendering decisions and so on and so forth, and there could be different minhagim in different places, but he says those are things after Chibur Gemara. But you can't aval kol advarim shem Gemara Bavli chayav and kol yisrael leches b'am. That's what it means. Once something's in the Gemara, you can't come today and say the Gemara's not right. You can't change that. Okay, and everyone's got to follow that because that's been hiskimu aleim kol yisrael. Everyone agreed to that. It's been accepted by Kali Souls. You can't tell them, oh, they're going to find the Gemara that's not right. We found archaeological evidence, whatever. We're throwing out the Gemara. You can't do that. Okay? And,
you need Bezin that's greater than the other Bezin.
Right. But that's after the Gemara. Mm-hmm. But before the Gemara, you can't. Once something's in the Gemara, you can't disagree. That's what it says
in the
Rambam.
Okay.
The Gemara
says,
the source is in the Gemara.
Well, you have sources in the Gemara,
I know, but I'm saying that if the Gemara's conclusion is a certain way, then you can't go...
If the Gemara's conclusion is
a certain way, Read the Gemara differently. I don't know. That's what the Rav's title was, though.
I know.
Okay, the question is with that. Okay, well, that's another time. The Rosh in Sanhedrin Parak Daled says, Vav writes.
Times altogether.
Yeah, I know. He says that, he says, everybody, again, you have to look at, let's find the language of the, he says, of course, he says something else. He says, anybody who makes a mistake, he writes even with regard to the Gaonim, okay, he thinks is, you have to, you know, so it's wrong to go against the Gaonim. And he says, I feel a chacham shemachol dover the shachreim. Even the chacham later did it. It's not so simple to paskin against what's been accepted in Klai Yisrael even after the Gemara. Okay? Because if it's Yashu Beinav Dvermit, if people like this, and they have riots and so on and so forth, then the famous Yiftach Bedor Kishmu Bedor. You don't say, well, how can I paskin? I don't know as much as it'll go. Okay, but your generation, you're responsible to paskin. Right? And, just because you bring someone brought riots against us, the other guys, well, even the Ramban himself, on 549, the Ramban of the Machanis, Akhtamat of the Machanis Hashem, writes, don't think that all these riots that I have against the Balamor, the Ramban wrote the Machanis Hashem to defend the Balamor, to defend the Rif against the critiques of the Balamor. But he writes himself, I've got the unanswerable and insurmountable evidence against him, and so on the world. No. A different derech of Torah, we have a machlokas, and so on. The other guy may be right also. All right? The last group of sources, and I know it's late, I'm sorry. The Gemara has in Balabasa, Kuf Laman of Abayz, going to Kuf Laman Aleph of an Aleph. Listen to this. Amalu Rav Popo, the Rav Huna, Rabbi Yeshua, Kiyosa Piska the Dina. Right? Once I pass in something, the Kamaychum, the Chazizim, and you find a challenge against me, Lo Tikru, don't rip it up until I get there. Maybe I'll have an answer. You think you have an Eisen Akasha against what says in the, the Shach or something. Never mind, maybe I have an answer. Can't disregard it so fast. That's what they said. Don't disregard it so fast. Maybe I have a covenant of Terence. Okay? He said, Tama Milachu, below Hadra. Maybe I'll change my mind or whatever. Okay? And even after.
He's wrong, too.
Right, he can admit it, but we don't know. Okay? And he says, therefore.
Where are we here?
Ayla Dino and Masha Ayla Rose. A Dino should pass the Mesa what he sees. Now, that's how Rashbam explained. I'm going to go through it quickly. But the idea is, you should not be so quick to make on something that earlier people are machmir on, because maybe they have a justification for it. Right? Maybe they're going to explain it to later. You don't understand the reasoning. The Shulchan Aruch writes this in the Chof Hei and Choshen Mishpat, Tzif Aleph, okay? The Ramor really writes, he says, let's what's important for us now, Mikol Makom Ein Lahakom B'Dover Shech Mirah B'Achiburim Shnispashtu B'Rov Yisrael. You shouldn't be makel against chumras that are in Tzorim that have been widespread in Klal Yisrael. Unless, if you have a different tradition, different community, that's something different. Right? So it's not so simple to disagree.
Make it,
I guess the reverse would also be true. Because it's always easy to say, I won't do it, shame on Paisa, whatever. Okay, but you have to be, and after the Vilna Gaon says, this Gemara Baba Basra is the source for this. Okay, and he really writes look at the Vilna Gaon in Siman Chof Hei Choshev Mishpat, look at Sukkot Zion. He quotes the Ran. Quotes the Ran, show you Gimel Dinim. There are three Dinim. Okay?
The Ran, what number?
54. It's the Bir Agroah Choshev Mishpat, Siman Chof Hei, Sukkot Zion. The third line there. It says, Chosar, towards the end, the Chosar Ran, show Gimel Dinim. Hey. Pashat Barov Yisrael, once something is widespread in all Kaiso, Afilu Bezin Goro, Eliyachal Avato. Okay, even a great bezin can't knock it out. Low pasha, if it's not so widespread, bezin gadol yachalavato. Bezin's greater can knock it out. Okay, low pasha ve'ein rovatiu yachalavato, and I feel a bezin cotton yachalavato. Here's these three different categories.
Ironic. I mean, wasn't he the most?
The little goat.
Yeah,
he changed it in terms of psak. Yeah, it's true. I'll just mention finish with a couple of tshuvas again, that you're allowed, if you have the smicha, you have the hora, okay, he says,
whatever that is.
The point is, when you're qualified, you can disagree also. And that's where the Vilna Gaon, when you're qualified, you can disagree. The tshuvas chuta b'shula, shchelek aleph simyud aleph, that's the Rechaim Volozhin's tshuvas. Right, at the end of the tshuva, it's yadati, yadati, shama'ayim b'sarim, people look at something, they'll find proofs to what I said, they'll find arguments against what I said. But that's the derech of Torah and so on. And he says, You'll figure out how to paskin. Everything is MS, right? The Torah is MS. Here we're talking about a quest for truth, and I have to say the truth as I see it. Okay, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in Agdamot, the first volume of Igros Moshe, or Chaim Chelek Aleph. He says, because sometimes he does argue against some sofer and another great achronim. He writes, "Avol b'tam shenachron this item is asher u'shayla v'chav v'chach v'dar sachron la'oros." Okay, we have to patskin at our door. We can't say, "Well, I'm not as great as him." You have to, he says, even though we would not be considered maybe higil la'oros. He's saying in humility, "B'dar sachach v'gemara." Sheish v'ad alachos u'lado kivna mitus adin came kavishu emes kapish ma'am lo emes l'ro kvar nemer lo b'shamayimi. Each chacham has to look and be varad halacha b'shasu poskin and so on.
But again, it's downstairs. It wasn't in the shemayim.
Right, that's his point. But not everybody could do it. Okay, therefore he said it's okay to disagree. The last two of that print is very interesting. But you see, it has to have acceptance among the people. We call that medicine peer review, right? Or in other areas, the guy can't come out and just say anything. Without subjecting
others. What is it called? If it's not accepted among. You see, they can't keep it?
Or right, that's accepted? The last two I printed was the Igros Moshe, Yerodei Gimel Siv Peches, I'll just say it outside because it's so late. But he had an interesting thing. A person wanted to move to Bnei Brak, but he felt he disagreed with many of the Psakim and the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish was the Rav there, the ruling authority in Bnei Brak. And I said, I don't know what you're worried about. On the contrary, he said, that's what the Chazon Ish wants. He wants people to disagree so he can discuss it and figure out what's right, challenge him and so on. That's the Derech of Torah. Okay, the Derech of Torah is, you have to talk with Derech Eretz. I mean, no question about that. But there's no reason you can't be Mocholik, on Gedolim, as long as you have Derech Eretz. And therefore, you don't have to leave Bnei Brak and so on. So, Rav Moshe is writing, you can disagree with other people. You disagree with other great people. But, of course, you have to be somebody who's entitled to an opinion, okay? And that's somebody's a Gil Ora, and you have Heter. So in terms of Smicha Ora, in modern times, our Smicha really is this license, so to speak, and the license entitles you to rule, and then we saw you have to look in Svarim, you have to see what other people say, you shouldn't pass constraint out of the Gemara, for sure, according to some, you shouldn't pass constraint out of the Shulchan Aruch, unless you read all the other Achronim too, and you have to be familiar with all this stuff. Once you're at that level, so then you can even disagree with people like, whatever, Moshe disagrees with some self, Moshe disagrees with the Buddha. If you're at that level, you can't, but the regular person should not have the chutzpah to disagree, and certainly not to try and change things that have been accepted for so long. Okay, good job.
So you're
going to
give this pleasure on Shabbos night after Rabbi Sachs? I don't think he's going to talk about it.